All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM, and we're joined today by Nargis, who is an Iranian refugee who's actually been part of organising protests outside of the Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill's in office in Oakley. So good morning, Nargis.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a bit about, your story, and I guess also about this three-day sit-in outside Claire O'Neill's office and the main demands around the protest?
Yes, as you know, we sit on the street in front of the Minister of Home Affairs office, which is the Claire O'Neill office, for 3 days, from 20th March to 22nd March. For the first time in 2024, if she doesn't pay attention on our terrible situation, we will be back on April again with the biggest protest to let them know our terrible situation.
Talking about that sort of terrible kind of situation you're in, because I know you are on a kind of temporary visa, and I guess one of the most important things is about trying to demand that Claire O'Neill basically grant all the refugees, including yourself, who are on temporary visas, permanent residence. And I guess many of you have been stuck on temporary visas for over a decade, and I guess there's this really cruel condition that, you know, being on a temporary visa, you have no right to reunite with your family and friends. And I guess, what are some of the limitations of being on a temporary visa as opposed to permanent visas or having no visa at all?
Yes, as you know, a temporary visa means the restriction and uncertainty visa. We can use the benefit of the citizen, like other Australian citizens. For example, one of the biggest problems is the education, our kids. Although we pay tax, but we can't use the tax for uni fees, and also our students not able to pay international university fees. They forced to stop tertiary education, and this restriction caused them to get depression, anxiety, because they're young, they have lots of dreams and wishes. They want to get the high education, and they might be in the future built Australia. We are part of your society, working here, and we pay tax, and we don't have any other home. We built here, and we happy to call here. Australia is our home. Hmm. And you know, the additional, we're not able to see, as you said, we're not able to see our family more than the decade. See them, hold them, and, you know, some of our kids haven't seen even for one time they grant parents. And also, most of the refugee has a successful business here, and they have a good income, but they're not able to buy the house, because the Australian bank doesn't trust them to give them the loan, and still they are in limbo. It's a very awful situation.
Yes, Nargis, I'm Rob from Green Left, and I think I read your story in the newspaper, and a long time ago, there was always in Australia the idea that family reunion was extremely important in terms of refugees from other parts of the world. But have the people that you've dealt with been, like, really terrible about, you know, the fact that it's your son, isn't that right, who's in Australia? And what about family reunion?
Yes, our family left in Iran, you mean?
Well, no, I mean, don't you have a son in Australia?
Yes. I have the, you know, I have three kids.
Yeah.
My biggest son is disabled.
Yes,
and,
yes.
With the lack of facilities, he's studied, he's graduated from the university in Iran.
Yes.
One of the good university, professional university.
Yes.
And he's graduated IT, but he's homebound 11 years, just he stay at home.
Yes.
He don't have any activity, he don't have any entertainment. Just from morning until night, he has to stay at home. And also, I have to working and look after him as well.
Yes.
It's a very terrible situation.
Yes, and all I can say is governments from all over the world are a disgrace that they can't intervene because they have the money.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings us into another important question. I guess from your sort of perspective and the experiences you're having, you know, do you think much has changed for refugees under the Labor government?
Yes, the refugee situation for part of the refugee has been definitely changed since the Labor came to power, because they had to granted the permanent visa to 19,000 refugees, as they promised. But it's still 12,000 refugees, like our situation, left behind. And it's no good, because we are all brothers and sisters, we all came from the same country, and the case is terrible, and we escaped from Iran. You know the situation. Every war in the world is caused by Iranian regime. If you want to stop the refugee, or if you want to stop the war, you should have to know the Iranian. As you know, everyone recognizes the Iranian regime is terrorist. But the refugee of Iran still have to prove we are a real refugee. Prove to government we are the real refugee. Because Iranian regime makes war at Afghanistan, makes war in Gaza. The Iranian regime makes war throughout the world, but U.S. still doesn't grant it to Iranian refugee permanent visa. We be here to make a new life and visit our city safe, but we are still on uncertain visa.
Okay, so Nargis, is there kind of any, just to conclude the interview, is there kind of anything that you would like to share with our listeners, including some information about the group that you're part of, which is 12,000 Captive Souls?
Yes, 12,000 Captive Souls is, as you know, is the name suggests a large group of the undecided refugees who pledge together to share their protest to government. We're doing the group chat and sharing each other opinion, so we get the best decision, and then we will act to show the government our situation is not good. You know, when you're living in limbo, you can do anything, lots of barriers on front of your steps. You want to go buy the car with the finance. They ask us, do you have permanent residency? We say, no, we are still here, but they not trust us. If you want to buy home, they ask us about the permanent residence. If you want, you please want to go to uni, they ask about the permanent residence. The Captive Souls decided to all together share opinions each other and make it the best decision and go to government. We are here. If you look after these foreign refugees and you bring the lots of refugees every year from the other countries, please look after here. If you say the Iranian regime is terrorist, please pay attention to Iranian refugees in here. The mothers, the women, the Iranian regime tortures the women for a scarf, as you know, the Master Amini, killed by the Iranian government. But we still have to prove to the Australian government the real refugees.
All right. Well, thank you, Ramesh and Argus, for being on our program. And I guess we want to extend at Free CR and Green Left Radio, we want to extend all the solidarity. And of course, we encourage people to come to the sit-in protest today, which is in Oakley at Clara Neal's office. And just want to extend all the solidarity. And we absolutely support. You know, we support any campaign to give all refugees permanent visas within Australia. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me the chance to explain awful situation. And thank you for coming today for as a solidarity to Caledonia office. Thank you so much. I'm very pleased.
Cheers, Nargis.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.